Teodar, damarlarını, yani çürüm, çürüşün dübe, sun ve tan ne, da, lesu çevir, lenge karısılığına, loba tersim de boğa samden sədiyim bari. Da, boğa samden yavuz yoğalayı, nyalı, kanlı samden çeyağı töndüydü, rangı donda çöpecik da, nyeba tabacik, kuyuyu bari, mado, tanda donda maçıngı, nyeba matabacik kanlı ya, yani, gomya koru dəyo bari. Sakirim idisane, boğa samden ki zişik bir, gom, duba nyamını çöpeli ya, nyalı, kumcu töndüydü, ve çüşündü, dəyla kundu şirk bir idisane, sangcu dəyla, teba çınbıyı, sırbcın gəci, çönüm çini var, manam tendu, kawa tumayi, kepa paksum da kutuba shu, sundi. Oda ini? Chana chini wa manam tendu. Imda. Chana ini, ganda chayi, tuasam da gyachir chayini, ini dana, loba tuasam da bawa samdansi suwa nanshi, rabdu chumayi chigo, dana chayi sum sum kutuwa ini, rangshengi gyuli ya, ini tenpa, zingyo besum chayi wachi chayi.
And then the next verse reads that after entering the order, may I never be stained by transgressing any of the precepts, whether natural or specially proscribed, precepts taken before the ordained masters. And here it refers to two kinds of precepts, precepts which relates to avoidance of activities that are by nature negative, such as the act of killing, whether the person who commits it, whether the person is someone who has taken specific vows or not, whether the person is a monastic member or not, killing is an act of killing. Killing is an act of negative action for anybody who engages in it. So one can say that killing is by definition, by nature, by its very nature, a negative act. However, there is another group of category of precepts that relate to specially proscribed actions. For example, avoidance of eating after lunch is one of the precepts for the members of the monastic order. Of course, if you don't have the vows, then eating after lunch is nothing negative about. There is nothing negative about it for those who are not bound by the vows. But if you are a member of a monastic order, then there is a specific precept that you do not eat after lunch. So this is what is meant by specifically proscribed precepts. So the aspiration is made that after entering the monastic order, may I never be stained from transgressing any of these precepts. Then having made that aspiration, then the text goes on to say that, you know, what then is the purpose of joining the ordained life? Then it reads in verse 6, as a monk, may I strive for eons through myriad hardships in all the profound and vast practices of the great vehicle for the sake of all beings who have been my mother. So in this verse, the text states forth that the whole purpose of joining an ordained life, adopting an ordained life, is then to engage in the practice of Dharma. And so the core activity or the task of an ordained member is to engage in the studies and engage in the practices. And practices through single-pointed meditation requires sort of a grounding in some understanding. Otherwise, there is nothing to practice. So what is required is first cultivating a deep learning and understanding, and then that understanding needs to be implemented through single-pointed practice. So in other words, the task of the ordained member is to engage in all activities of upholding the Dharma, such as teaching, studying, writing and composition and so on, so that you uphold the precious Dharma.
That is the name. That is the name. 디소이 맞다 룬도 연데 투메 유담신 오무시시 르드 닝즈제 현재 좀이 주변 인도제 신의 담배 제수 좀 보셔 소리 다 되게 공도 안 되신 이된 주기 라마라도 최주 그도 제 시원의 신체 제 투어도 시워도 녀 시워로 소바 되게 그 러버송 그 연된 게 규도와 다른 신 그 망도 퇴가 아니 룽기 연된다 아니 다른 신 그게 다 제외 연대 아니 경험해 봐 어 되게 응 신 제수 좀 봐라 녀와 과외 연대 타다 상대에게 아니 계획신이 담배 제수 좀 보셔 소셔 오래 담배 제수 좀 보셔 랑게 은혜자 아니 다동의 체라 담바다 르소론주 근지 염해봐 신이 담바 레버는 예전에 미니 깨져서 미치셔 세네 아니 제다이니 시신 시신이 흉문 알아라야 아니 신이서 봐 다동의 루스에 거라 소주지 구도가 저는 어디 신에서 뭐 뒤루지 나로 소원의 신에서 뭐 다동의 아니 랑기 렌제에 왜 그래 신에서 뭐 체파 아니 도마 그게다 체파가 소르게 체야도 다래야 체파 제야도 다래 왜 꿀에 쉬우시게 아니 다만 체파 제니 아니 다시 체파 그게 아니 체 다 송야도 다래 왜 꿀에 쉬냐 체파 동네 쉬냐 다로 꿀에 쉬고 깨별로 주 다 이런 능시 송이 말해 다동의 철학 때마다 당시 류소 논주 강릉에 때마다 봐 이제 신이 담아 출신도 때마다 지다 땡토가 지다 아니 신이 미니버 이제 소리나 아니 미지버 지용쇼 송이 말해
and then so once you have established such a basis and realize that the task primary task is to uphold the Dharma through these activities then you realize that not only for your learning but also you need to in order to prepare yourself you need to seek the guidance of a spiritual teacher and so and we spoke about the qualities of the spiritual teacher that are necessary earlier in my comments to the salutation of the three principal aspects of the path we spoke about the basic qualifications that are necessary on the part of the teacher such as the person himself or herself should have a disciplined untamed mind subdued mind and such a person should have a great learning in the scriptures such a person must have compassion towards others and especially towards the disciples and also another qualification that is important for the teachers is to have a sense of commitment and also a sort of a certain invulnerability towards feeling of discouragement and demoralized becoming demoralized so in other words the teacher must possess all the essential qualities that are necessary for sustaining the students and so the text reads that this is verse 7 the sublime teachers who possess the unshakable courage to help others their minds replete with learning and experience tranquil compassionate and disciplined may they look after me and then the text goes on to say that not only that but also from my part may I be able to relate to such a teacher in the most appropriate way and may I in my relation to that teacher never waver in my single pointedness and it's therefore the next verse the verse 8 reads as sada prarudita sought out and trusted dharmodgata may I please my sublime spiritual teacher undaunted by any cost to my body life or wealth and never for an instant displease him this reference to the two bodhisattvas comes from a sutra where there is this very famous story of how the bodhisattva sada prarudita this is in the professional wisdom sutra there is a whole chapter on the relationship between these two bodhisattvas and how the manner in which bodhisattva sada prarudita sought against all hardships his most appropriate teacher with whom he had karmic connections the bodhisattva dharmodgata and in the process he endured great hardships and difficulties, and after meeting the teacher, his relationship with the teacher became a kind of an exemplary of how a student should relate and rely on a qualified teacher. So the aspiration is made that may I be able to follow this example in my own practice of relying on a qualified teacher. And in the next two lines, the Lama Tsongkhapa makes the aspirations that may I be able to penetrate the meaning, the profound meaning of the perfection of wisdom scriptures. And the perfection of wisdom scriptures really represents the highest teachings of the Buddha. It is the supreme teaching. It is the most sublime of all the Buddha's teachings. So he writes in verse 9 that as Sada Parudita was taught, may I too be introduced to the meaning of transcendent wisdom, profound, tranquil, and non-dual, untainted by misapprehensions, muddy water. And having made that aspiration, then Lama Tsongkhapa goes on to make further aspirations that may I be never wavered or diverted from the path of the Buddha by other influences which will tie me stronger and stronger to false views, such as falling into absolutism or nihilisms and so on. So he writes, may I never be, this is verse 10, may I never be swayed by evil friends and teachers of non-virtue who profess views of permanence and nothingness outside the Buddha's profound intent.
Oh yeah.
So we will do a half an hour of questions and answers.
Question to me.
I don't know whether anyone has collected any questions.
There's no question after that.
I think actually, excuse me, I think it would be a lot easier if people write down your questions, then pass them on to the ushers and give them to me, so that I can read aloud the questions, so that people can listen to, and then I'll also, of course, translate the answers. I will start reading from the questions now. How should one overcome the negative effects of mistakenly following a false teacher, a charlatan? What purification practices might help with the emotional turmoil.
가정사 회관에 놓고 지금 그 고려한 고거로
계획신이 로버지 다간다 수습주진인데 대지 땜베 and the kind of social that mobile one machine one the tembe and the data chic that social that lobe choro chi influence le derwa lobe shu kin ste derwa the dotam che talam kar yo res de da maze be and the kin che ni and social sem ma ji chung ba da ani ji da gang ye che ba de ge de ge ji da sem gang ye che ba de ge de yan ba ji dotam che sha da ba chi 답시 가려요 그래서
당연히 당구지 다가를 누가 그냥 남산시 대바체제 라마트 내야 마셔보세 다가는 생기지 치 지금 남산북에다 대바원을 둬야지 무심체제 그냥 롱롱체 지금 태송기 다 가서 우리 사마트 제베 타네 로존체 아니 때문에 숭기 도단으로 찌르지시 아니 사과 신인 생일이 심세 디제라 아니 신인 그게 유들이야 당제시하게 그 고로고 니었다 당제시라고 그 심벌 신이 그 상구 싱글과 아니 심벌타네 당제시하니 아니 뭐네 지 신이도 여러시하나 아니 라마르 체니 아니 때나 다 당구생이 이렇게 해주고자 하듯이야 다 저기 당구면 마시면 왕게니 들리지다 차차듯이 여러이나 당고 딱 갈래갈래리야 즉 셈내야 즉배 미거로 심신에 별로야 배대 셰로 심신 라니 즉 메모로 대대니 그렇게야 말해 당고 당뇨 무슨샤 에 즉 다시한 동지 마실 생각 다 승신을 뛰어쉬리
of course I feel that it is important right from the beginning to have the right sort of approach when establishing a teacher-student relationship. I often say that the ideal way to go about seeking a teacher is first not to attend someone's teachings as a kind of a dharma teaching from a teacher to a student, rather to attend it as a lecture with a certain degree of open skepticism. And then also while in that state, you should do more reading and try to develop some kind of basic understanding of the overall framework of the Buddha's teaching, the Buddha's path. Then you will be familiar with what are the basic qualifications that are required on the part of someone who is to be taken as a teacher. When you have that, then at least you are provided with a way in which you can judge, you can analyze, you can examine whether an individual is a suitable candidate for a teacher or not. And without that, you simply have no basis, no way of determining the suitability of an individual as your teacher. So once you have subjected someone, an individual that you would like to take on as a teacher through such way, then when you come to realize that the person does possess qualities and also is suited to your temperament, then you take on that individual as your teacher, and in that way you will be able to establish a healthy relationship. Of course, if the situation is such that you have already relied on someone and then you have been kind of let down, and such a person does not really possess the qualities of a teacher and has exerted a negative influence, then under such circumstances, of course, feelings of hurt and hurt is very natural. But perhaps what is more healthy is to not to kind of delve on that feeling of hurt and sort of, you know, express it through complaints or kind of, you know, talking badly about that individual, but rather to sort of try to neutralize that emotional response and then keep a distance from that individual so that you don't associate with that person anymore. Perhaps that is a more healthy response. How does one deal with the fear and the resistance that arises in the ego in response to becoming aware of the impermanent nature of things? This fear of impermanence makes it difficult for me to meditate at times.
그래서
다 수수술이야 당진 쉽지 모르와
가
수수술 당진 쉽지 모르와
모르와
뒤에 잔스 아니 지 메타베 되는 삼당 되거라스 또 추는 거
지라와
나오 춘 춘은 지기 지그랑 신 삼당 메타베 되는 삼당 되거라 아니 수수 다디에 다 나이 남시 지금 내가 찾을 삼당 지기 신나 죽으러 봤어 지 치월 시 신나 지 그디 도타 탑시 가려어스 그래서는 네 아니 수술금 남는 재벌이야 누구도스 지 지배라시 삼단
대한데 가서 그게 치워라 지루들이 니체니 지가 지루들이야 제 담 메누도 삼베 지다 삼게 탄다 매드지. 자, 당고 지 탄매가 다소서 지 아 그게 아주 다 심는 시전이 대화도 저배 땡상부 든지 아니 더 두야 뭐 좋아. 엔다 매가 차나. 당고는 전에 유튜브 쪽으로 산대. 진짜 든지다. 개화체. 알았어? 신의 강다 산대. 데이터 달아 차고 왕게 용대 아주 지가지 데이터지 다시 가서게 삼네 텐더메지 지가 this matters matters 오가지 단디 쳇게 누와 맘 쳐주로 왔다 시주로 가 가는 거네 에 뜻이 가서 지가디 용그르디 패베 지나한데 패베 치월 지가시다데 띵어도 아주 쳇어지 미다고 겁니 데네 지부지 가서 그게 당도 능력이 아마로 와. 러시아 와. 젊은 시절은 지금 나라리야. 미다고로 친다고 시대 와. 송대야 돼.
Generally speaking.
미다고 공부로 친다고 시대 와서 돼.
Generally speaking, when we talk about the fear of death, fear of impermanence, there are two kinds. One is a very natural one. The fear that one day I shall be no more. And that fear is natural, that fear is there. And such fear is not the kind of fear that is being encouraged to cultivate for the Dharma practitioners. Because such fear is, you know, is not helpful. And in fact, it can be quite crippling. And also such fears generally arise as a result of attachment to oneself. It's a clinging to self. It's a strong clinging to self. Increases that kind of fear that I shall be no more. However, there is another kind of fear of death that is being encouraged for the practitioners. This is the fear of being no more before having made use of your human existence, before making your human existence meaningful and purposeful through the practice of Dharma. The fear of being normal, before you are able to make your human existence meaningful, that is the kind of fear that needs to be actually cultivated, because that is the kind of fear that will spur you, provide you the spur to motivate you into actual practice. And this is a distinction that Tsongkhapa has very clearly made in his Lamrim, great expositions of the stages of the path to enlightenment.
Surely, 但俺没住到三百，俺买不抢了扛着三百的那个呢？经常约的不第三啊生的，七月冬天嘞，咱吹特别热就是热门上当的，一个冲动啊，特别是下这，当然大陆这边这个落地这告诉的，新余他们就当官去，人家就落了生门了，登这个落。人家那一路在呢，人家给他生意没有上当了，像单班子没定金的生意没有上当啊。像人家个团呢，过十多十来十团都觉得嘛多，像看的上天数。
And as to this fear that is crippling, that the fear that I shall be no more, which is a kind of an egocentric fear, perhaps There are ways by which one can try to reduce the intensity of that fear. One is to reflect upon the kind of inevitability of death, the fact that death is an unavoidable fact of existence, that whatever we may do, whether we think about it or not, it is a fact of existence. So when you deepen your understanding of its unavoidable nature, then perhaps that may help at least make you more accepting of death. Another possibility is to then try to sort of, you know, counter the underlying root of this fear, which is the clinging to self, this egocentric thought. And here perhaps if you look at egocentrism, if you look at egoistic sort of, you know, views, underlying that is a kind of a belief in some kind of permanence or enduring nature of one's existence. And so one can perhaps address that and then try to have an understanding of one's existence as more kind of dynamic and transient and fluid, rather than some kind of static permanent entity. And also it may be helpful to reflect upon the fact that self and I is absent of any independent or objective intrinsic reality. So such contemplations may help the reduced intensity of fear of death. And also it is possible that if you contemplate more and more on the rebirth and the previous existence, the fact of continuity of life, continuity of existence even after death, the more you become convinced of that, then perhaps there is also a possibility that it will reduce the intensity of your fear of death, because then gradually you will be able to perceive death as another point in this passage where your attitude would be almost like, you know, the same person changing clothes, kind of, you know, going through different stages, as it were.
Hey, huh?
Do you find it possible for, or have you seen examples of householders being able to attain high levels of realization and liberation? Definitely. There is in fact a line which states that if you engage in the practice, if you seek it, liberation can also be found within the household. And the next line is that if you do not engage in the practice and if you do not seek it, then even if you may be living in a solitude in a mountain somewhere, you will be only creating the conditions for your lower existence in lower realms.
Hey.
In the light of suffering of animals who are raised for food, in light of the suffering of animals who are raised for food, how would you advise Buddhists in their eating habits? Of course, the best eating habit would be to adopt vegetarianism.
Mm-hmm. chikasu da festival majung sa yore sha sa don de ch ta de zo ma chu ju ga ne tsang ma ga yong se ta zo ja ga le ni de ma de chi to ba ji du ru chen ni de festival de se ba ku du da ga ju da ne ya wore se ge ge su su da ga ju tu na an ga tang go ge se ma tu ne ma du ru chen ji tam bu ne sham che ba ku du tsang ma ga ju chen ya wo de da wa she de yu
In my own case, when I grew up in Tibet, there were many official ceremonies where during the feasts there were a lot of non-vegetarian food being served. And then from a very early stage, I insisted on discontinuing that practice and said that at least if on the part of the individuals, we should try to become as much as possible vegetarians, if not at least when we gather together and have feasts and ceremonies and when food is served at the community level, we should ensure that always the food is vegetarian. And I've adopted that practice in Tibet, and also I've insisted on this practice in India as well. Do Buddhist monks need to be educated in society or not, such as to become a doctor, psychologist, or social worker?
Kaliba.
Nambia Tarotos.
Nambia Tarotos.
Now.